Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. We're running a little late, but God is a good God, and He has blessed us tonight with our study tonight, and we know that God is good. He's good all the time, not just tonight, but He's good all the time. I pray tonight that we will minister His word and enjoy what He's doing in our lives, because His amazing love is good. Thank You, Father, for everything that You're doing in our lives. May we grow, Lord, in the Word of God. May Your Word just penetrate us, Lord, that we might teach others how to love You, how to give their hearts to You. We thank You, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amazing love, laying down your
Amen. Praise God. God for what he's doing in our lives. Shannon, are you on?
Yes. Well, I want to take my text from Acts chapter 2, verse 4. I'm going to teach about men were filled after Pentecost. And Acts chapter 2, verse 4 says, and they, that is the 120, were all filled with the Holy Ghost. That's the third person of the divine Trinity. And began to speak with other tongues. Notice this. As the Spirit gave them utterance. That the initial evidence is speaking in other tongues. But only Christians can receive this experience. And in Acts chapter 4, verse 8 says, then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, if the 120 was filled with the Holy Ghost, and Peter was filled with the Holy Ghost, then every Christian can receive this same experience. He said unto them, this is what Peter said, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel. Now, every time we say something, it should be spirit-led. You know, a lot of times you'll say something to someone and you'll get a check down on the inside. Don't say that. You shouldn't say it. In other words, we should only say something that is in line with the Word of God. And we should ask ourselves, now, is this the fruit of the Spirit if I say this? So we should be Spirit-led in all that we do and in all that we say. And Acts chapter 4, verse 31 says, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. That's what we are to speak, is the word of God, and with boldness. Now, why is it that they could speak the word of God with boldness? Because they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. They were assembled together, and the place was shaken because they prayed. And in Acts chapter 6, verses 3 through 8 says, wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report. You know what? That's very important, honest report. You know what? When you read the qualifications in Timothy, I think there's 16 qualifications for a bishop. And not a one of those qualifications is he or she got to be a good preacher or they got to be greatly anointed. It's all got to do with their character and their integrity. Character and integrity and to have good ministerial ethics is more important than being a great preacher or greatly anointed. That's why he says, look ye out among you seven men of honest report. We are to have an honest report. He says, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. You know what? If we're going to have people to work in our churches, they should have an honest report and be full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. He said, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer. We got to be a praying people, just like they were. And to the ministry of the word, the preaching of the word, the teaching of the word, and the saying pleased the whole multitude. And they chose Stephen. Now notice this about Stephen. A man full of faith. We can be full of faith. Faith comes by one way, and that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But Stephen was a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. And Philip and Prochorus, whatever his name is, and Nicoron and Timon, and it gives a bunch of names of people. He said, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, notice this, they laid their hands on them, and the word of God increased. That's what we want. We want the Word of God to increase. We want the Word of God to go into all of the world and to reach every man, every woman, every boy, every girl. And the Bible said, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. Why? Because they preached the word. And a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. We need to be obedient to the faith. It's the willing and the obedient shall eat the good and the fat of the lamb. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Why? Because they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And in Acts chapter 7, verse 55, it says, but he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Notice, he was full of the Holy Ghost. That's what we need. We need apostles and prophets and evangelists, pastors and teachers, and all the way to the layman, full of the Holy Ghost. In Acts chapter 9, verse 17 says, and Ananias went his way and entered into the house and putting his hands on him said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way that thou camest, has sent me that thou mayest receive thy sight, and notice the last part of this verse, and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, Apostle Paul was filled with the Holy Ghost. And at one place, I believe in Corinthians, he said, I thank my God that I speak in tongues more than you all. So Apostle Paul was filled with the Holy Ghost, and he spoke in other tongues. And in Acts chapter 11, verse 24 says, for he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith. We can be full of the Holy Ghost and of faith. And much people was added unto the Lord. That's what happens when people is filled with the Holy Ghost. And in Acts 13:9, then Saul, who also is called Paul, he got converted. We know the story on the road to Damascus, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him. One more verse and I'm done. Acts chapter 13, verse 52 says, and the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. Not only can we be filled with faith, not only can we be filled with joy, but we could be filled with the Holy Ghost. We need to be Holy Ghost-filled people. Look, you've heard the word tonight, and I want to turn it back over to my brother.
Amen. We need to be Holy Ghost-filled people so we won't have the world inside of us. Thank you, brother. That was wonderful. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Praise God. It is God's grace. Jesus was teaching the law when he was on earth in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, so he could let everybody know you are in sin. In other words, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. No one could reach God except through righteousness. Jesus said in Matthew 5:20, except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of God. And I'm telling you, there is a power greater than the power inside of us. And God gave us righteousness. He gave us righteousness. You know, in other words, we didn't earn righteousness. We were given righteousness through Jesus Christ. In other words, he made Christ to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So Jesus taught the law so we could all be under sin, condemned all of us. And then he goes to the cross and he presents grace to us. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one will come to the Father except through me. In other words, if you get saved, it will be because God the Father drew you to the Lord Jesus Christ. He drew you in the name of Jesus. He drew you to him. You didn't automatically want him. He wanted you. He wanted you. He wanted you so bad. Even before the foundation of the world, he had already chosen you to be holy and righteous and perfect. God has chosen you to be everything. Remember that. He loves you just the way you are. In the name of Jesus, he loves you just the way you are. In the name of Jesus, he loves you just like you are, so he can change you into what he wants you to be. Remember that. So he can change you and what he wants you to be. He gets that word down in you, and he starts really getting you tuned to heaven, starts changing us from earth to heaven. We start taking on Jesus. We start looking like Jesus rather than like the world. Amen? When we first get saved, we still got a lot of stuff inside of us. We are still doing some things we used to do before we were saved. But guess what? God is there to take care of all of that. He wants to grow us up so we will look like him rather than like us. So we can talk like him rather than talk like we were learned, that we were taught in the world, that we learned in the world. We learned the world system. But tonight, we want God's word. We want God's word inside of us, that we won't sin against him. We want to operate in the image and likeness of God that we were made to, like that. It's kind of like a man trying to be a woman. He's not a woman. And he's miserable trying to be a woman. Every woman ought to feel so out when a man tries to be a woman. And every man ought to feel out when a woman tries to be a man. Well, no, you're not a man. You are a woman. And when we get saved and the Spirit of God starts generating inside of us, we began to change. Everything starts changing inside of us. God wants you to come like you are. Whatever sin condition you're in, whatever condition you're in, God wants you to come like you are so he can change you. So his love will change you, that you won't be walking after the opinions of other people. You will be walking after God. He wants you to change so you can feel better about yourself, so you can give more to him, and he can give more to you. Amen. He wants you to be able to talk to him like we're talking right now. He wants you to be, not be ashamed, not be afraid to ask him for things, because he is your father. God is your father, and God loves you just the way you are. Amen. I like that. God loves me just the way I am, and he loves me so much that he wants to change me. He wants to get rid of the stuff that brings me down. Amen. There's some stuff that brings us down, and God don't want us to be down. He wants us to be up. He wants the power to operate in us. The same power that operates in him, he wants that same power to operate in us. I just think about that. And we just need to learn to worship him and praise him for everything he's done for us. Glory of God is so good. Praise God. We'll be back.
The Lord is in his holy temple, and all of the earth keep silent before him. Thank you.
us worship him in spirit and in truth. You know, a lot of times we are geared to going to certain places, trying to find that enjoyment or that entertainment. But I want you to know that when you start worshiping God inside, you bring the glory, you bring heaven down to earth, and you start worshiping the God you serve. It says in verse chapters 4 of First John, verse 1, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." You need the Holy Spirit to teach you the word of God. You must not trust the opinions of men. You need to learn to listen to the Spirit of God. He lives inside of you. Every Christian has access to God through the Holy Spirit who lives inside of them. The Apostle Paul says, "He that has not the Spirit of Christ is not of his." So you've got the Spirit of God inside of you. And now you want to be filled with him. You want him to take control of areas in your life so you can be more than a conqueror through the Lord Jesus Christ. So you can glory in the God that you serve. And he says, "Hereby know you the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God." In other words, the devil is not going to tell you that Jesus Christ came from heaven, a spirit, and entered into a body, born in the earth through a virgin. The devil is not going to tell you that. Jesus has always been. Now he comes into human flesh, just looking like us. Then he goes to a cross, and he dies on that cross for us. And he's resurrected from the dead for our justification. It's all about God. No one else brought you to this part of salvation if you're saved, except God. No one redeemed you except God, the Word, Jesus Christ. No one lives inside of you to explain to you about God except the Holy Spirit who lives inside of you. So I want you to know that. He says, "And every spirit that confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God." And it says, and this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already in the world. The Antichrist spirit is already here. Already here. So we need to praise God. It's already here. So the world has an Antichrist spirit. They are against Christ. They don't believe in him. They don't believe in him. Amen. It's one thing to have a form of knowledge about him. It's another thing to have the power of knowledge about him, where he has come into your life. He has changed your life. He has made a difference in your life. And you know without a shadow of a doubt that you are born again. That is the power because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Jesus Christ is greater. Through the power of the Holy Spirit who lives inside of me, I don't have to feel what the world is going to do, because I know God has given me the power over the works of darkness. So I'm not going to start packing no guns. I want to pray. I want to get into the Word of God. That's where my strength lies. Because he says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So we don't have to go get our guns and our knives and all of that. We've got God inside of us. God lives inside of me. I don't want the world. I'm not going to speak after the world. I'm going to speak after God. I'm going to speak after God. I'm going to speak the words of God. I don't want to kill somebody and they go to hell. My God, I want to bring them to a saving knowledge in Jesus Christ. If they kill me for the gospel's sake, so what? I'm going to heaven. I am going to heaven. You can't stop me from dying if God is ready for me. You can't stop me from preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, because death has no more sting on me. The grave don't have any victory over me. I will preach the word of God. No, I'm not packing nothing but the Holy Ghost. I have the power of the Holy Ghost. That's what I'm packing. The boldness and the confidence in our God gives us the power to move. We'll be back.
We gather here in the name of the Lord Jesus, oh Jesus. We gather here in the name of the Lord Jesus. Above all names, the name of
about, I go to a home study group, and I'm the only one there that speaks English. Everybody else speaks Spanish. But we are bonding. We are learning from one another because we are teaching Jesus. We are lifting up Jesus. We are one people. The church is one people. The church is not denominations. It is not race. Where there's race, there's no grace. But where there's grace, there's no race. I'm having a ball being in that group because I can feel the anointing of God on that group. And I pray today that we break down each individual. I'm breaking down the walls in my life. I don't care if everybody else is doing it. I'm breaking them down because the Bible tells us in Ephesians 4:13, till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, to the measurement of the stature of the fullness of Christ. I want to come in the fullness of Christ. I want to be in the fullness of Christ, so I won't be tossed to and fro, carried about with every opinion, every false god, every false teaching. I'm going to embrace my brothers and sisters, care what color they are. I don't care where they're from. I'm going to embrace them because I love them. Yes, I do. I love my brothers and sisters, no matter what color they are, because there's only one color, and that's the blood of Jesus Christ. He died on the cross for us, for black people, for white people, for brown people, for yellow people, for red people. He died on the cross that we might become one. It's kind of like getting multiple colors of clay. And you keep working it together, it becomes one color. If we start working our lives together, get our hearts right together, we'll become one people. We'll be glorifying God instead of glorifying our flesh. I say in the name of Jesus, let's stop that racism in the church of Jesus Christ. I stop it in my life. I will not tolerate it in my life in the name of Jesus Christ. I just thank God tonight for Tierra being on tonight. I'm gonna give it over to you. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, sir. I just will say a prayer, if that's okay.
Well, just a prayer. That's good.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Father God, for your love, your grace, your mercy. And I know that you are a God of mercy, different mercies and graces each and every day. I thank you for allowing me, even after my falls, God, and my mistakes in life, God, for allowing me to get up stronger in you, for coming back with a mightier testimony, for others to know that we have a Father that loves us more than we will ever know. I thank you for your gentle care for me in my life, God. I thank you for reminding me, God, even my wrongs with wisdom and love. I just thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. And I just want to say that all things are possible through him. And we serve a kind God. And he will correct you. He will reproach you in love with wisdom. And even though we may fall sometimes, all we have to do is reach and look up and say, God, I surrender, and tell him our secret, and he'll tell us four more secrets that we never knew. I just thank him for the spiritual blessings that he gave me, that he rested upon my life. I thank him for letting me know that even sometimes in our mess that it can become a blessing. And I thank him for uplifting those around me, for allowing even the people that I'm around experience a form of newness and a refreshness in each and every one of our spirits. And I encourage any woman, man, anyone out there that just needs that love and that touch from God, don't give up. He's closer than you than he's ever been. And I love you. He loves you. And I ask these wonderful things in your name, Lord Jesus Christ. I pray. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you for that prayer. I'm sure somebody needed that prayer. I needed it. We need each other. We're all a part of one team. We're all a part of one God. So we need each other. The hand needs the arm to extend. Amen. The foot needs the leg, amen, to extend. In other words, the foot on the bottom won't be able to go far without the leg. And guess what? The hand disconnected from the arm won't go very far without the arm. So we need to be connected. We need to be connected because we are the body of Christ. We need to be connected with the Holy Spirit, being that string that connects all of us together, like those pearls, those beautiful pearls. They are more expensive when they are connected together. When they come together as one, they are expensive because they are one. And that string that goes through every pearl has access to the same amount of that string. Same amount goes through each hole. And guess what? We all have access to God. The same amount of God. My God, thank you, Father, tonight. Thank you for the word tonight, Lord. Thank you for touching us tonight, Lord, that we might touch the world. I want to touch the world, Father. I want to love the unlovables, Father. The world, Lord. I don't want to just live here, Lord. I want to help others to live. I want to help others to be victorious, Lord. That's what I want in life, Lord. Move my desires and put your desires in me that I might die to myself and come alive. That's what I want from you, Lord. I want to be just like, that's what I want to be, Lord. I want to be just like you. I love you. I glorify you. And I thank you for tonight's word. I just thank you for tonight's word, Father, that we can look out and not let those spirits of Antichrist come in and disrupt our lives. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Nobody else could have changed my heart. Nobody else could have saved me. Picked up the pieces when I fell apart. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
knows I'm the one you love. And everybody can be that one that you love. Thank you, Father, for all things tonight. And we just pray for all of you. We'll be praying for you because we want you to be victorious. The reason I give you the word, because I want you to be victorious, because I love you. May God truly bless you is my prayers.
Good night. I love you, brother.
I love you, too. Bye-bye.
Good night and bye.